More baseball coming at you here in just a minute as James Kiefler stepping to the plate. Region 15 seed baseball brought to you by the Land O'Lakes and Melrose. Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Fire Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Brinky's Liquor of Richmond, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Kiefler at the plate. And Brad Mergen's first pitch to James Kiefler is a strike called 0-1. Brad Mergen through the first four has struck out three and walked four, has not given up a hit yet, and Kiefler walked in his first at bat. Fouls it at the plate in the count 0-2 to James Kiefler. Kiefler, Mittendorf, and Hadley facing Mergen here in the fifth inning. And Kiefler swings and misses. He's down on strikes. Kiefler just hungry enough, Don, where Mergen could waste one up high, and he chased it.
Yeah. Like the way Brad's approach here after he had struggled that one inning. He went back out on the mound. He made some adjustment out there. He's throwing strikes, spotting his ball a little better now, isn't he?
Pitch to Mittendorf, low for a ball, 1-0. That pitch will go off the mitt of Chad Mergen, and two balls, no strikes to Matt Mittendorf, who's 0 for 2 today. Ground ball to third and a fly ball to center field, or actually to right field. Balls, no strikes. Ooh, that's going to hit Mittendorf in the hip. He's going to end up on first base. So a hit batter will bring A.J. Hadley to the plate. A.J. Hadley looking down to Austin Imdick, who's over in the...
Just about getting to that point of the game here, isn't it, Randy, where you maybe want to trying to get a run across here.
You bet. A.J. Hadley swings and misses strike one. One out, one on. Boy, that was a big swing by A.J. Austin Hadley on deck. Mergen deals, and that one low and inside just about gets A.J. Hadley in the leg.
Almost got Mittendorf going the other way. He thought it went by the catcher. Scampered back to first. Mergen was looking at him. I thought he was going to wheel it down there.
Nettle hold Mittendorf at first. One ball, one strike to Hadley. And A.J. slaps it foul at the plate. McCown 1-2.
A little hit and run action going on there.
One ball, two strikes. Yeah, you mentioned the hit and run, Don. We haven't seen a lot of that going on either here in this tournament so far. Mittendorf goes again. Hadley will take low and outside a ball, and Mittendorf in the second base. So the check swing by A.J. Hadley, two balls, two strikes. Mittendorf ends up on second to give him a stolen base.
He had a good jump off Brad Mergen, didn't he, on that one?
He did. One out, one on. Mergen looks back to second and comes home, and Hadley swings and misses. He's out on strike. Looked like A.J. was kind of guessing a little bit on that pitch.
Looked more like he's looking for the curveball, and he looked at the fastball in the outside corner. Yes.
And to the plate, Austin Hadley. Austin reached down an error in the first, struck out in the third. Two outs, one on. Mergen's pitch, strike on the inside corner, 0-1.
With a hitter against a pitcher like Brad Mergen or Ethan Wilk, it's kind of hard to pull the trigger, isn't it? You're not really exactly sure.
Yep.
Good stuff.
0-1 the count. Hadley will drive this to center field. Carlson coming hard. Max Carlson gets to it and makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. For El Rosa here in the fifth. No run. runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played five. It's Farming nothing, Al Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up. It's Region 15C baseball action this morning here on KASM, brought to you by New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond. You know, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Painesville Mutual Insurance bringing us baseball today, along with the Freeport State Bank, Virgil's Big Arena, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Centricare Health of Painesville, CHS El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, and North American Insurance Agency bringing us baseball this morning. To the top of the sixth inning, a scoreless game. And for the Farming Flames, it'll be Max Carlson leading it off. It'll be Carlson, Joel Klein, and Mitchell Thielen. First pitch to Carlson, inside of ball, 1-0.
Go ahead, Don. Both teams with a lot of reserves on the bench. I just was counting up El Rosa. They've got seven reserves on the bench, and I think Farming's got close to 12.
Yeah, Farming, a deep roster. Carlson's worked the count to 3-0 now against Ethan Vogt.
And El Rosa drafted Austin Schoenberg from Spring Hill, and Farming drafted Jordan Ruiz from Roscoe.
So strike on the inside corner to Carlson. 3-1. Pitch outside, ball four. Carlson will draw a walk. That is Ethan Vogt's first walk today, coming here in the sixth inning.
Oh, I'm going to go out on the limb here and say this Klein's going to bunt.
I don't think you need a very big limb there, Don.
Well, I do if I go out on the limb.
All right. Here's Joel Klein at the plate, and Klein looks down, little bunt down the first baseline, and it goes foul in 0-1.
For a hit instead of sacrifice, the way it
looked
to me.
0-1 the count.
Boy, that ball got down there quick with that grass base pad now. And like we said last night, if you haven't been to Painesville, they do have the grass running line here. Everything's enclosed. Randy mentioned it with the ultra bunt, which it will.
0-1 the count, Klein looking to bunt again, and not squaring his body off and
not
up.
A bit.
And the count now 0-2 to Joel Klein.
Poor sacrifice technique on that one. I thought, you know, you're running at the ball. Stand still, square yourself out, bunt the ball. Give yourself up because you're giving yourself up as an out to get that guy to second.
0-2 to Klein, both ahead in the count here. Ethan's pitch outside. Boy, he showed bunt again.
Well, you know, Randy, sometimes, you know, you put the bunt down, and you're going to do it again on the third strike. You know, you're going to put the bunt down or you're going to be out.
One ball, two strikes. Carlson leads from first. Here's Ethan Vogt's pitch. Klein swinging away, taps it foul at the plate. And the count stays 1-2.
I think it gets a little frustrating as a manager, too. You know, when you put the bunt sign down and they don't know how to sacrifice completely. And I've seen managers do this before, and I think I've done it already as a manager. I'll put it down again on the third strike.
Mm-hmm. One ball, two strikes. Ethan Vogt's pitch. Klein puts a bunt down the first baseline. Fielded by Pat Ilias. And, boy, that got to Pat in a hurry. Ending up on second, though, is Max Carlson. And Klein gets the job done here.
You get a speedy runner. Our slower runner going from first to second base. I got a feeling Pat Ilias goes for that force.
So the unassisted put out on Klein by Ilias, one down. Max Carlson, the second. This game, Don, we have not seen a base runner to third yet.
No, we have not.
Hanging out at second now, Carlson, and the top of the order, and Mitchell Thielen steps to the plate. The infield at medium depth right now for El Rosa. As Vogt comes home, and the breaking ball, a strike call to Mitchell Thielen, 0-1. James Kiefler over at third, Matt Mittendorf at short. At second, it's A.J. Hadley, Pat Ilias at first out in left field. For the Saints today, it's Austin Imdick in center field, Kevin Kiefler out in right field for El Rosa, Austin Adley behind the plate. Cody Eichers fouled to the screen by Thielen, and he is down in the count 0-2. Aaron Eich on deck for Farming. The balls, two strikes. Carlson leads from second. Ethan Bode looks back to second and comes home, and the pitch a little bit high to Thielen. 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Mitchell Thielen. Ethan Bode ready again, sets himself, comes home. Thielen drives this to left field. Imdick back, going back, and that one's going to go over his head, rolls off the fence. It's going to score Carlson, and Mitchell Thielen with an RBI double gives the Farming Flames the lead.
Put that a long way to left field. Kept carrying and carrying and carrying, and Austin Imdick couldn't catch up to us. It went over his head here. I thought he was going to make a diving catch at the end, but it landed on the warning track.
You know, that is the hardest ball that Farming has hit today, John. And as a fielder, I think you have to look how this game's progressing. I mean, you want to at some point say, hey, you got to burn me once.
Yes, you
right?
do.
Yeah, and, well, that time Thielen did.
Tell you what, for the first hit for the Farming Flames, that's their fourth hit for the Farming Flames. That was the hardest ball hit today.
It was.
Probably maybe Brad Mergen's over the alias. So
that's true, too.
Yeah.
Right. At the plate, Aaron Eich with Mitchell Thielen on at second and one out. Here's Eich, a solid base hit down the left field line. Thielen, big turn at third. Here comes the throw back into the infield, and Dale Schrader's going to hold him there. Austin Imdick got the ball back in pretty quick there for El Rosa.
Wow. I thought he was sending him at first, didn't you?
I did, too.
Yeah.
And Austin Imdick's throw, Don, I think that would have had it would have been cut.
It would have had to be,
yeah. Because he was throwing on the run. I don't think his throw would have come in, so I think Mitchell Thielen might have had a chance to score there. He ends up on third. Aaron Eich over at first, 1-0 Farming here in the sixth. And here's Brad Mergen at the plate. The first pitch to Brad Mergen, a straight call, 0-1.
Kind of threw behind Mitchell Thielen there at third base, too. You know, if he'd have made that turn a little bit bigger, they would have had a chance of picking him off the third hit with the stop sign.
Brad Mergen's hit the ball hard twice today. A line drive to Matt Mittendorf and a shot past Pat Ilias, and he pulls it off at the plate to count 0-2.
Big left-hander, Brad Mergen. Swings a nice bat, doesn't he?
He does. Yes, he does. 0-2 the count. Runners at first and third for Farming here in the sixth. Ethan Bode comes to the set, delivers, and strike three called. Mergen rung up on strikes by home plate umpire Mike Wailala.
No, I don't know our vantage point up here. It looked a little wide, but had the right height. Might have missed the corner. I'm not sure.
Here comes Craig Klein to the plate.
Like we always say, Randy, that's why we're sitting up here.
That's right. We'll leave the umping to the umpire, right?
Yeah.
We don't get in trouble that way.
No, we won't.
So with two outs, runners at first and third. Ethan Bode has to work with Craig Klein here. The first pitch to Klein, low and away, ball one. Farming scoring a run here in the sixth inning on two hits and a walk.
Got to give Brad a lot of credit for it. I think he walked away from the plate knowing it wasn't a strike. But he isn't going to say anything. He's on the mountain for the Farming.
That's right. That's right. Klein will follow it to the net. And the count, one ball, one strike, now to Craig Klein. Chris Wessler on deck. Mitchell Thielen over at third. Aaron Eich at first.
Well, Randy, I see your car going up the road over there. Looks like a Model T.
It's some kind of show at the hotel here.
Yes, there is.
Last day. The 1-1 pitch to Klein on the outside corner, strike two and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Klein takes some time, walks out of the batter's box after that pitch. Ethan Bogt works from the stretch. The 1-2 offering it. Klein will foul it to the backstop here. It was high off the top of the metal backstop. Count stays 1-2. State-of-the-art facility here, isn't it, Randy?
It is. Just beautiful.
A couple sports decks for fans to watch. Nice seating here, backrest seating behind home plate. They have some umbrellas out where you can have a little lunch in the shade if you want to. Klein, shot to short. Matt Mittendorf picks it up in a quick flip to Hadley at second. Out is Eink at second, and that'll do it for Farming. Here in the sixth, they get on the scoreboard, scoring one run on two hits. No El Rosa errors and two left on. We played 5.5, Farming 1, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in a minute. Cody Eichers, Matt Schmitz, Pat Ilias facing Brad Mergen here in the sixth inning. A 1-0 Farming lead over El Rosa. Cody Eichers sees Mergen's first pitch, chokes up on the bat a little. Showing a little bunt and pulls back in the pitch outside of ball 1-0. 1-0 the count to Cody. 0-1 today. Slaps this one to left field. Mitchell Thielen going back by the track. Makes a catch for the out. Boy, that was hit a long ways for Cody Eichers. That inside-out swing of his.
Slicing away from Mitchell Thielen out in left field out there. And yeah, go quite a ways through there. And I thought, well, he keeps... Might have to pick up the speed a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's just evading him.
One out, and to the plate, Matt Schmitz. Schmitz, a shot to short. Taylor Ferre up with the one hopper across the diamond.
Nice throw.
And the foot out by Taylor Ferre. 6-3 of the foot out. So, two outs here in the sixth inning, and to the plate, Pat Ilias. I can guarantee you, Don, Pat's probably going to take a few more pitches here. He knows, don't want to give him a quick inning. Well, maybe not. Here's Ilias swinging, and a bloop single to a left field. Mitchell Thielen runs past it in its retreat by Max Carlton, and Ilias will hang on at first base with a single. And that is the first hit for El Rosa today.
Yes, it is.
It's Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin so far today, 0-2. And drives this to center field. Back a few steps, making the catch is Carlson out in center field, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played six, Farming 1, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM. Well, Donald Heinen, six innings in the books, and we go to the seventh inning. We ask for a pitcher's duel, and we're getting it, aren't we?
We are getting it. It's fun to watch, isn't it, Randy? Because El Rosa first gets their first hit here in the sixth inning off of Brad Mergen. And
Chris Wessler leads off the seventh. The ground ball to Mittendorf at short. Bounces it over to Pat Ilias, who scoops it again. And 6-3 on the putout. I tell you what, that's three scoops for sure.
It's kind of keeping
for Pat Ilias today.
Keeping the crooked numbers off the air column, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I think he should be a spokesman for Dairy Queen or something. Three scoops?
No topping.
No. One out. And Aaron Nett swings and misses strike one.
Looks to me like the hitters are getting a little bit more aggressive at the plate here, doesn't it?
It does. Aaron Nett has struck out twice today against Ethan Vogt. Fooled by that first pitch. Here's Vogt's next offering, a little bit low in the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Vogt kicks, delivers, there's a curveball that's ruled a strike, and 1-2. Regal and Meyer Grove, that's our second game of the day. It's coming up next here on KASM. problem. That one, Ethan let loose on fastball. That misses, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Well, Fitch net ground ball to Mittendorf. That'll roll up on his arm, and net's going to be safe on the air by Matt Mittendorf at short. For the Saints, their second error of the day.
So as we say it, there goes a crooked number.
And here comes Taylor Ferre to the plate. Taylor Ferre is 1-for-2. Batting with one out, one on. Ethan Vogt sets himself on the mound, and a breaking ball, a strike called 0-1. Just a reminder, too, all these games are being recorded back at our studios in Albany and will be archived that you can tune in to the broadcast. Joe Gill will put those broadcasts on our website. Just go to mychasm.com and can listen to the broadcast of Region 15C. Here's a fly ball to center. Back a few steps and making the catch is Kevin Kiefler, and two outs. So two down. The base runner Aaron Neff still at first. And here comes Max Carlson to the plate. Max is 0-for-1 today. Walked and scored the game's only run last inning. The pitch to Carlson, strike and 0-1. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 FM. Yeah, five different ways you can pick up our broadcast of Region 15C. AM 1150, it never goes away, it's always there. 107.7 FM, we just put that FM onto KASM back in May, so you can listen in FM at 107.7. If you've got HD capabilities, 105.5 HD2 is another option. Pitch a call, strike to Max Carlson, and 0-2. Go to our stream at mychasm.com on our website. Click on the stream. You can listen there or tune in radio on your smartphone app. Just pull it up, tune in radio. Carlson will follow it at the plate. The count to Max stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Net leads from first with two outs. Here's both pitch, fastball just missing outside. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ready again is Ethan Vogt. And a swing and a miss. Carlson out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Flames in the seventh. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left on. 6.5, Farming 1 at Rosa Nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM. Bottom of the seventh inning, and El Rosa set to face Brad Mergen with Ethan Vogt, James Kiefler, and Matt Mittendorf. I think maybe El Rosa's looking at it as Brad Mergen, too, because they can't figure him out yet. Only
not yet.
Brad Mergen has given up the one hit, has struck out five and walked four, hit one man. The first pitch to Vogt, strike called, and 0-1. There's a breaking ball that misses outside. The count, one ball, one strike. Ethan Vogt's walked against Mergen today, and a pop-up to short. Here's a foul at the plate. Boy, that went right off the end of the bat. And 1-2.
Hey, them bats don't chip like that. They kind of hollow them out on the end now. And I think you break that piece off the end.
One ball, two strikes. Mergen's pitch and a changeup for a slow curve. Wow. That ball swings through and misses strike three. Beautiful pitch by Brad Mergen.
Have you ever been to the Max Bat Factory in Bruton?
I have not.
I drive a little school bus once, so I took a tour with some kids over there one time, two, three, 4 years ago. And really interesting.
Mm.
I was interested in it anyhow, just the way they paint them and the way they make them. And I think it'd be kind of fun to work with something like that.
Yeah. James Kiefler at the plate to swing through the first pitch from Brad Mergen, strike one.
Well, if you ever see the bats, you know, nowadays they got all the colors of the teams. They got half of them. Like farming, I see they got red and white, or red and blue bats, you know. They color them halfway. They hang them on racks over there. They dip them to whatever specific color you'd like.
Wow. Wow.
Kiefler fouls it at the plate to count 0-2.
And what do they make? Do they make mostly ash bats?
I believe it is.
0-2 the count. Pitch to Kiefler, a little bit low, and one ball, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Kiefler's the number 9 hitter for Al Rosa.
Don't they make some maples, too?
Make some maple bats.
I think they make what you want. I am pretty sure they...
It's just missing outside. And the count now to James Kiefler at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mergen's pitch. Kiefler bounces this one off the plate. Brad Mergen will pick it up. He'll throw it first. And 1-3 on the put out.
I'm just looking at Aaron over there. I bet you his eyes started getting a little bigger as Brad felt feeling it on the first base side and turned his back to him, turned around as a left-hander. I thought,
you knew he was going to fire it.
Wow, Aaron's doing well.
Where's this going?
Yep, yeah. Okay,
let's play catch 10 feet away,
yeah,
right?
Only 20 feet. This bad guy's wheeling on me as a lefty.
It's bouncing in the dirt to Matt Mittendorf. Mittendorf hit by a pitch in his last at bat. He's 0-2 today. And 1-0 to count to Matt Mittendorf. Mergen delivers. There's a strike on the inside corner and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Mergen's pitch. Mittendorf pops this one up. Joel Klein over at second comes in on the dirt, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Al Rosa in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played seven. Farming 1, Al Rosa nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Joel Klein, Mitchell Thielen, and Aaron Eich will bat for Farming here in the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 our score. Farming with the lead over Al Rosa. Joel Klein today is 0-1. He'll tap this one back to Boat on the mound. Ethan up with it. Throw it to first. Oh, in time to get Klein as that throw goes into the runner a little bit.
Yes, it did. It's a tough play for first baseman. You know, you've got that runner coming down on you. Pat played it nicely. He got the ball, got out of the way.
Yeah, this bottom part of the order, Don, really set the stage for Farming's run today as Max Carlson had walked back in the sixth inning. And then Joel Klein, who just batted now, was able to get a sacrifice bunt down on two strikes.
Two strikes, yes.
And then Mitchell Thielen, the man of the hour right now, a double to the left field fence, scoring that only run in this ballgame. He's at the plate to count 0-1, and Thielen drives this one to left center field. Kevin Kiefler over in that gap makes the catch for out number 2.
I tell you, for a young man, that Mitchell Thielen takes a heck of a cut at the plate, doesn't he?
He hits the ball hard.
Yes, yeah. He's not very big. Not very big at all. He's only, what, about 5'7", 5'8"?
Maybe a buck 60?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's about it. But what is that in baseball? Your quick wrists?
Quick wrists.
How you get that bat through the strike zone?
Absolutely.
Make contact. Here's Aaron Eich at the plate. Aaron 1-for-3 so far today. Farming with 5 hits, 1 run, 5 hits in an air. First pitch to Eich, a ball. He's both missing outside and 2-0 now. Al Rosa just no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors today. Pitch from Ethan, a strike called, and 2-1. Our second game of the day will feature Regal and Meyer Grove. That's scheduled for right around 12:30 today. Swing and a miss by Eich, strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. And strike 3 called. Eich gets caught looking. That'll do it for Farming in the eighth as Ethan Vogt picks up his 7th strikeout. No runs, no hits, No errors, no one left on. 7.5, Farming 1, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute. Bottom of the 8th inning, Brad Mergen finishing his warm-up tosses here for the Farming Plains. Down to second goes the throw from Chad Mergen, and Brad Mergen will face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for El Rosa here in the 8th, A.J. Hadley, Austin Hadley, and Cody Eicher. Brad Mergen, along with Ethan Vogt, have been equally as impressive today. As A.J. Hadley starts the inning out with a solid single right up the middle. You know, and I noticed that last inning, too, already, Don, is El Rosa's going after that first pitch.
Yes, they are. They're not holding back anymore. They don't want to get behind in the count with Brad.
Going to get a pinch runner here for A.J. Hadley.
Number 24, Ryan Ilias.
So Ryan Ilias out of the dugout to run for A.J. Hadley. Here's Austin Hadley at the plate. We'll see if Austin's maybe bunting here. I think squeaking in on the grass. Bunt back to Mergen. He thinks about second and doesn't go there and throws to first. And a 1-3 put out.
Probably a good idea. I don't think he'd have got him at second base.
Well, and here's the deal, too. Brad Mergen as a pitcher, knowing he's got confidence, he probably can strike the next two guys out if he wants to. So he'll take it out. It's given an out, the sacrifice in order by Austin Hadley. And Cody Eichers. Cody is 0 for 2 today. Has hit the ball hard, and here he drives it to left field, bouncing in front of Mitchell Keel, and Mitchell gets the throw back into the infield, and Ilias will go to third, first and third, on a solid single by Cody Eichers. Now Schrader will pop out of the dugout to have a word with his infield, as Matt Schmitz is the scheduled hitter here. And Don, you're looking at the bottom of the 8th inning, runners at first and third, a potential squeeze with one out, a good batter, a good hitter in Matt Schmitz at the plate.
I'm not sure if I'd do that, you know, as far as suicide steal.
Possible steal here, yep, good wheels and Cody Eichers over at first.
Good wheels, good veteran, smart player over there at first base. I don't think they'd try to delay steal, would they?
And it's possible. Pretty interesting. Ryan Ilias, the base runner at third.
You don't want to give up that possibility, that sack fly here either, you know. And
here's Matt Schmitz looking down now to third base coach. Austin Imdick. Schmitz at the plate. Runners at first and third. Here's Mergen's pitch. Outside of ball. 1-0. 1-0. Farming leads. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning, but El Rosa has that potential tying run over at third. Eichers lead from first. Ilias just a step or two off of third. Schmitz will take a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. On deck, Pat Ilias. Infield in just a little bit. A medium depth. Matt Schmitz will pull it off the helmet of Chad Mergen, the catcher, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Big out here for Brad Mergen. He can get this guy. I think he's going to be all right.
El Rosa picking up two hits here in the 8th inning. Had one until the 8th. Mergen's pitch. Curveball missing outside and the count 2-2.
But you got the ever dangerous clutch hitter on deck.
You
Pat
do,
Ilias.
Yeah. And Pat Ilias is hoping he gets a shot to bat.
Yes, he does.
Two balls, two strikes.
See the center of the middle infield is playing back double play depth.
Mergen ready on the mound. Eichers goes. The pitch. Schmitz folds it back and out of play. And the count stays 2-2. Two outs, two strikes.
Matt Schmidt's got to be protecting the plate here on the steal also. He can't let one go by.
Austin Imdick again going through some signs over at third. Runners their leads. Eichers goes again. Schmidt's ground ball to short. Bray thought about second. Couldn't get it because Eichers had taken off. Goes to first. They get the out at first, and coming across the score is Ilias. We're knotted at 1-1. Boy, that was a double play ball.
Ooh, I'd say. Cody Eichers was there, though, wasn't he?
He was right on the top of the play. Frey thought otherwise, and they get the one out, but the game is tied as coming across the score is Ilias. And Pat Ilias to the plate. So Eichers at second. Two outs and a strike call to Pat Ilias, 0-1. Pat so far today, 1-for-2, had a base hit in his last at-bat, has walked. And Mergen comes home. Curveball, a little bit high in the count, 1-ball, 1-strike. One ball, one strike. The kick to pitch. A little bit low. And 2-1.
Close pitch.
2-1 the count. On its second, Cody Eichers. On deck, Kevin Kiefler. Pat Ilias called time yet. He does. As Mergen staring down at his catcher, Chad Mergen, for quite some time.
The winner of this game will take on Richmond at 8 o'clock tonight.
So they'll have to play two in a day. Brad Mergen. 2-1 count to Pat Ilias, delivers outside, and 3-1. 3 balls and a strike.
I think Brad's being a little careful here with Pat.
I have to agree. 1-1 our score, bottom of the eighth inning. Brad Mergen's pitch. Ilias drives this one to right field. That's a base hit. They're going to send Eichers. Here comes the throw. It's cut off by Brad Mergen. 2-1. Throw to second. Ilias slides over the bag and is tagged out, but El Rosa has taken the lead on an RBI single by Pat Ilias in the bottom of the eighth. 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the ninth. El Rosa leading Farming, 2-1. More to come in a minute on KASM. All right, we're back at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, and this game of baseball is a crazy game,
yes,
Don. You know, Brad Mergen took a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning. El Rosa able to get 3 hits off of Mergen and score 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth. And now the whole picture has changed because Ethan Boat's 3 outs away from picking up a complete game victory, isn't he?
Like El Rosa had 1 hit up until that inning.
Here's Brad Mergen. Starts it off with a slap single pass, Pat Ilias. Over at first in the right field.
Ilias felt kind of bad on his slide in the second base. He dove and he kind of hopped over the bag, and his feet were about 3 feet from the bag when he got tagged out. So
going to get a pinch runner here for Brad Mergen. Out onto the field right now is Eric Schmidt.
Good move, I think, huh?
Schmidt will run for Mergen. Of course, if you're Farming now, you got to get that guy in at least scoring position, I would think, as Craig Klein looking down to Dale Schrader. 2-1 El Rosa. For Farming, that's their 6th hit of the day off of Ethan Boat. Ethan has struck out 7, walked 1. Pitch to Klein is low for a ball, 1-0. Craig Klein so far today, 0-for-3. Reached on an error in the second, a fly ball to center in the fourth, and ground ball to short, back in the sixth. Schmidt will take his lead at first. Pat Ilias holds him there, and a quick throw to first. Schmidt back safely.
That's exactly what you want to do there with a pinch runner that doesn't play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you kind of wonder if you're doing the right thing putting a pinch runner in for a veteran.
One ball, no strikes to Klein. Shows bunt again and puts it down, but foul by Craig Klein, and the count, one ball, one strike. One won the count.
Klein looking over to Coach Dale Schrader again. Chris Wessler on deck for Farming.
If you're just joining us, yep, 2-1 El Rosa, top of the ninth inning. Nobody out for Farming. They have a base runner on at first. Klein shows bunt, puts it down foul once again, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Schrader throws the signs out. Klein wants Schrader to go through the signs again here. Eric Schmidt will take his lead over at first.
Boy, a big hole between first and the second baseman over there.
There really is. They're playing Klein to pull here. Boat comes home. Klein, line drive to short, missed or throws back to first, and a double play.
Wow.
Klein hit it on the nose to short, but right at Matt Mittendorf, who grabbed it for the out. Eric Schmidt was taking a running start, and he gets doubled off.
Your sacrifice bunting is so big, isn't it?
It is big. It is big is right. So two outs for Farming. Here's Chris Wessler, and Wessler,
you go from
a miss, strike one.
You go from having a runner in scoring position to put Ethan Volk right back in a windup position again where he feels comfortable.
Here's Wessler, chops one to Kevin or to James Kiefler at third. He'll throw to first. 5-3 in the foot out, and the El Rosa Saints have won this ball game today, beating Farming 2-1 here at Painesville Baseball Park. For El Rosa for Farming in the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. Your final score in our first game today, it was El Rosa 2, Farming 1. Hey, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap this one for you on KASN.